Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
State Treasurer David McRae has put hundreds of millions back into the hands of Mississippi citizens, expanding the state's affordable college and career savings program and also returning record amounts of unclaimed money. Check out how Treasurer David McRae's office can help you, your business, or your organization. Treasury.ms.gov.
How is your heart rate on this Saturday afternoon? Welcome into the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. Always glad that you're here, especially for a post-game show talking about an Ole Miss win and a massive, massive win for Ole Miss football for a plethora of reasons. 34-26 the final score, and we are here to react to it together. So glad that you guys are here. Welcome into the show. Always appreciate you being here. Don't forget to leave a like, leave a comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Would love to, even if you're not here live, would love to see what you have to say about this. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search Rebel Report and subscribe and leave a rating and a review. Before we get into the box score, I want to tell you that the podcast is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out online, toyotaofbrookhaven.com. That is the website. But you don't have to live in Brookhaven to get a great car buying experience. You are worth the trip, or it is worth the trip for you. If you want a good car buying experience, Toyota of Brookhaven will take care of you. Also, $1,000 off the top, any in-stock new Toyota, if you just simply tell them that it was me that sent you there. Boom, $1,000 off the top if you just tell them that I sent you. Toyotaofbrookhaven.com or off of Exit 40 in Brookhaven. Ole Miss wins 34-26. Actually, before the box score, let's just get into the big picture thing. You have got to give when you get a win like this on the road the way they did, you've got to give credit to basically everybody, but especially coaches and quarterback in particular, defense, all of the above. When you lose a game that they did, or the way they did last week, when you lose a game like they did at Georgia, where you have a two-score lead, you do not get a stop defensively all day, and in the fourth quarter, you do not execute at all offensively, and it was kind of a crushing loss. They should not, quote-unquote, should not have lost that game to Georgia last week. They play well early, which is to their credit. They were prepared. They were ready to play. They jumped on Oklahoma early. But some self-inflicted stuff, including a very interesting decision to go for it on fourth down on your own 25, up by 12, you let Oklahoma climb right back into this game and take the lead from you in this game. And after that, defense got stops, offense executed, and they closed. It was almost the identical scenario that they were faced with last week. Different teams, but a similar scenario. You have a lead. You have a multi-score lead. Game gets tight. Game gets really tight. You make a mistake or two, and suddenly the crowd is into it, and all the momentum is in your opponent's favor. You get a special teams turnover, Trace Bruckler with the touchdown and the forced fumble. Outstanding stuff from him. But offensively, they executed much better in the fourth quarter. Trinidad was much better in the fourth quarter in this game than he was last week, and they got stops defensively. Credit, massive credit to Lane Kiffin, Pete Golding, Trinidad Chambliss, the Ole Miss defensive line, everybody, to take what happened last week and to turn that into execution and so much better in that exact spot in the fourth quarter, late in the third, fourth quarter in this game to get what could be a program-defining win, depending on how they close this season, was massive. And on top of that, they were able to block out any noise that came with, you know, the Florida opening. Oklahoma students doing the gator chomp in the student section. It's rainy. The field's kind of, you know, yucky. You have a situation where Trinidad slips. He was going to score, but he slips because the field is sloppy. So sloppy conditions, sloppy weather. You give up a lead again, and instead of folding like they did last week, they executed, they made plays, they made good calls. Coaching, Lane Kiffin, Pete Golding, quarterback play, Trinidad Chambliss, defense getting stops. That was a spectacular win, all things considered. And now they have put themselves into a position where they are a favorite to make the playoff. They are a favorite to make the playoff. They'll be favored in every game remaining. Three of the four are at home, and they are simply a better team than every team that they will play for the rest of the season. The opportunity now presents itself. It is right here in front of you. You learned from what happened last week. Have you learned from what happened last year to much better handle the pressure and expectations of being a team in the driver's seat to make the playoff? That is one hell of a bounce back from everybody involved in Ole Miss football to win the game the way that they did. So we'll get to the box score and then read your comments after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. ABSMS.com is the website. If you are a Mississippi business anywhere in Mississippi and you guys need office technology, copiers and printers, mail machines, all the way up to cloud storage and data security, ABSMS.com is the website. Tell them I sent you. They'll give you an office technology assessment on me. Also, Priority One Bank, 16 locations in Mississippi. They will make you their priority just like they make me their priority every single day. Outstanding online banking platform. That matters because my previous bank did not have a good one. Did not like it at all. It was confusing. Constantly log. It's just problems, right? Not at Priority One Bank because they'll make you their priority. Bank with me at Priority One Bank. All right, 34-26, the final score. Trinidad Chambliss, 24 of 44 for 315 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. Kewan Lacy only averaged 2.9 per carry. You guys will agree with me when I say this. He was very, very, very good today. He is a very good running back and earned all of those 78 yards, had a couple of touchdowns. Trinidad added 53 on the ground as well. So that is 368 total yards for Trinidad Chambliss on the road in sloppy conditions against statistically the best defense in the SEC and one of, if not the best defense statistically in college football. Trey Wallace had five catches for 64 yards. Winnie Watkins had 111 receiving yards on four receptions. Caden Lee had 60 on three. Dejon Stribling had 32 on three. This is what I love about what they're doing offensively with Trinidad Chambliss as their quarterback. This is what I love about it. It is they're spreading the football around. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different Rebels caught passes today in this game. On the other side, John Mateer was 17 of 31 for 223 and a touchdown. Xavier Robinson ran for 109 yards on nine carries, had the long of 65. Now, you can't take, 65 yards happen. Like, that was a long run. It was a bad run fit. Big touchdown for Oklahoma at that time. If you take, all right, let me do some math here for you guys. So they ran for 136 yards on 28 carries, right? That's 4.9 per carry. But if I can find my calculator app here, I should have had this up already. Where the heck is it? All right, there it is. So 136 minus 65, that's 71 yards. So the other 27 carries for Oklahoma averaged 2.6 per carry. So one explosive run. Otherwise, the Ole Miss defensive front held Oklahoma to 2.6 per carry. It was a great day defensively. Here, let me get to the defensive stats while I've got you here, because I think a lot of guys needed to be shouted out in this game. Prince Will Umanmielen had his best game as a Rebel, was credited for a sack and a half, but and also added a half a TFL as well in there. But he had John Mateer running for most of the game. TJ Dottery had six tackles. Centarian Perkins was really good today, had a pass breakup and a tackle and a half for loss, almost a game-ending fumble. I saw some of this on Twitter. Guys, I'm sorry to be that guy. It was absolutely an incomplete pass. The officials did not get that wrong. It was close. It was very, very close, but it was absolutely the correct call to call that an incomplete pass. So I saw some of that, and we all get caught up in the emotions of games, but no, they got that call right. They absolutely got that call right. Cam Franklin had a tackle and a half for loss as well. One of those was a sack. The Ole Miss defensive line was much better. The defense front was much better in run support and much better at controlling the line of scrimmage. They made Mateer really uncomfortable for most of the game. By and large, I mean, there was one big breakdown. So I did the numbers for the Ole Miss rush defense. Let me do it for the pass defense as well. So the long reception went for 76 yards. So Mateer had 17 completions for 223, but 223 minus 76 is 147 divided by 16 is not even a first down per completion. So by and large, the Ole Miss secondary was pretty good today as well. A great day. Didn't miss a field goal in there as well. 4 for 4 kicking field goals. Let me get the stats there as well. Let me find the kicking. Also, 44 yards per punt for Oscar Byrd. I think he had a bad one today, so it brings down his average. But three of them inside of the 20, had one that went for 50 yards. And field goals, 4 for 4 on field goals. There are a few things I didn't like. Did not like the decision to go for it on fourth down on your own 25 when, you know, your defense was controlling the game at that point. You just gifted Oklahoma momentum. Bad snap, too, as well. But you just kind of handed them 3 points and some momentum there. I also hate, and I mean that literally, I hate the Austin Simmons goal-to-go packages. I know that the two-point conversion was a good pass. It was on the money. But and I understand the idea that Trinidad gets passes batted down, but it didn't work. And I think that the running threat that Trinidad provides this offense, I mean, it gets taken off the field when you take him off the field. It didn't work today. If Simmons can't complete the easy passes like he did earlier in the game in that spot, there's no point of doing that. I didn't like that at all. Also didn't like the decision to go for two there, because there on that final drive, if Ole Miss just kicks an extra point to go up six instead of try to get two to go up seven, it's a two possession game. And so that stress there at the end wouldn't have happened, but that's nitpicking. I don't like the Simmons red zone thing. I think that's got to go. It makes no sense to me. And also that fourth down decision was a bit confusing, but a very well coached game besides that. From Ole Miss today, and they played like a team that is locked in and focused. Locked in, focused, put themselves in a position. They knew what was in front of them. They executed. They played well on the road. That was just an awesome win. But you're not here for me. You're here for yourselves, right? I read the comments. That's what we do. There's a whole metric ton of them. So I'm going to try to go through them as much as I can on this Saturday. I've got a couple of things I've got to do after this, so I don't know if we're going for a full hour, but I'll read some comments. Why not? Those guys didn't play like a team that's about to lose their coach. That was a fully engaged. I don't know what's going to happen. I said on the radio show on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, because our audience keeps telling us to talk about it, I think that a win today would have kind of caused this to take care of itself. And I still believe that. I firmly believe that this is going to kind of take care of itself, at least right now. Because Ole Miss is favored to go 11-1. They've got to execute. They got to do it. But yeah, just get a big LFG. Ole Miss 11-1 is very possible. Not only is it very possible, but they are favored to do so right now. Yes, sir. Had 3 heart attacks, but man, no kidding. What a game. Should have won by 30. And that's the thing. They should have won by a lot more. Self-inflicted things. They mentioned it on the broadcast there towards the end of the game. That long Oklahoma touchdown run is just simply just a bad run fit. That's a self-inflicted thing that they allowed to happen. It's not his fault. Trinidad slipping. I mean, he was going to score a touchdown, tried to make a little cut, and the field was just in such bad shape he slipped, and they had to kick a field goal. There's 4 points there. Punting it away instead of going for it on fourth down on your own 25. Little things like that. The mistakes were self-inflicted for Ole Miss today. That game almost took you out. Oh, I imagine so. Trinidad is the man. There was already no reason to do the quarterback competition thing. As I said to you guys, I thought that was extremely premature in the Washington State game. I thought the takes about well, Austin Simmons would have completed all those throws in Athens was ridiculous, because you saw it today. You saw why I've been hesitant to just remove Trinidad from this offense. Look, he's inconsistent. He missed some throws today that he should have made. But, man, that dime late to Watkins, that I didn't love the – I understand why they went conservative there after that completion. Didn't, like, love that, but they prevented themselves from making a mistake, and they believed in their defense to make a stop. And sure enough, that they were absolutely right. But that was a perfectly thrown football. His legs today were massive, especially early in this game. I think Oklahoma did a good job in the second half of trying to limit his ability to run. But, I mean, guys, that's back-to-back road games. Last week in Athens, in his first major road start in that stadium, led 5 touchdown drives on 8 possessions, and today had, what was the number? 53. So what did I say? 368 total yards, again, on the road in sloppy conditions against that defense. The dude's awesome, and I love the way they're calling offense with him, and I hope now we can stop talking about taking him out. I hope finally the few hangers on of the actually Trinidad should be running this offense is I sure hope that we can stop that conversation now after today. So yeah, he's a hell of a story too on top of it all. Defense gave up a couple of huge plays, but they stepped up a whole lot more than last week. Uman Mielen was incredible, and so was Chambliss. Man, does he deserve that win and the team. Yep. Very suspect play calling at the end with a chance to put it away, but still room to improve. So, yeah, I understand why they did that. It kind of felt uncomfortable at the time, but what they did is they forced they ran some clock. What did they take? 3 minutes off the clock there, almost, on those plays, plus the field goal. And they guaranteed that Oklahoma would have to drive the length of the field and get a two-point conversion just to tie the game. So, you know, at the time, it felt uncomfortable. It was like, why? What are you doing? That you're getting too conservative. But look at what Oklahoma had to do at the end of that game, because Ole Miss decided, you know what, no mistakes, don't even force it, batted ball could be picked off, whatever, just, hey, run it 3 times, and if Lacy doesn't break one, he doesn't break one, but you kick the field goal, and your kicker's on point, and he makes it comfortably, and now Oklahoma has to drive the length of the field and get a two-point conversion, and we don't believe that they can do that, and sure enough, they were correct. So I'm with you. At the time, I was like, ugh, I don't like that, because you could have had the kill shot. But they avoided the opportunity at a mistake, that they took that variable out of the equation, and it worked. So it worked. Good win. Great playing by a team that is, quote, supposed to lose their coach. Defense was a lot better. Still let up a few big plays. Refs were definitely missed holding calls. There was a handful of holding calls that they missed for sure. Just an old hottie toddy there. Ole Miss fandom, not good for your heart. It is now, though, right? Supreme happiness after a win has got to help negate all the bad that you had to deal with, right? At least I hope so. The defense showed up last week. There ain't no. Yeah, they are. But, hey, you know, winning on the road in the SEC is extremely difficult to do. They were 6-0 going into Athens, and they came out – or going into these two road games, and they came out 7-1. Could not – I mean, you really are in a perfect spot right now. This is – if I'd have told you that this was going to be their position in August, you'd have been like, oh, let me cut my hand inside this thing in blood. Absolutely, I'll take it. Good win, never a doubt. Just a bunch of huge wins. I love it. Gushikin played a great game. How about Wydette Williams, by the way, doing the Michael Jordan dunk from the free throw line to have a pass breakup? But I hope he's okay. Y'all help me. I'm drawing it. But did he come back in the game? He left the field under his own power. But that was freakish athletic to jump the way he did and make that play. Game took off. Years of your life for sure. Defensive stops, giving up huge plays, and offense can stop throwing away easy touchdowns. We got it. Yeah. Kiffin going to stay too. Premier win. Kiffin's value skyrockets. Defense somehow came through. 34 on arguably the best defense in the country. On the road, mind you. On the road, and Trinidad slipped on the way into the end zone, and it would have been 38. So you say, thank you, Jesus. Then let's go Gamecocks. You know, call me crazy. I think I know this is going to sound insane because I know you want to go to the SEC championship. So, you know, the program gets there. I don't care about the SEC championship. That's not a thing to me. Wouldn't it be awesome for Alabama and Georgia to win out and Ole Miss host a playoff game in Oxford? And now you can still go to the SEC championship and do that, I suppose, but you would get the extra, you would have to play an extra game if you lose. And if you win, you don't host a playoff game in Oxford, right? You'll get a bye. So part of me is like, you know what? Be the three seed, or be the third team in the SEC and host, I don't know, Miami or whoever in Oxford in the playoff. It's not for the faint of heart. No, it's not. Ole Miss is 3-0 against Oklahoma. Now just can't lay an egg the rest of the year. Team wasn't distracted, but the coach making decisions was. It was either stupidity, distraction, or trying to lose. Now, I see. No, it was not trying to lose or distraction. Lane Kiffin has done that in the past. That doesn't mean you have to agree with the decisions or call them smart, but no, I do not make those decisions. I do not take those as he was distracted or trying to. No, that's extreme. And no. Big ball of anxiety right now. Not anymore. Breathe. On the long touchdown run by Oklahoma, I swear there was a hold on TJ. There was a bad hold on him. Yes, right across the chest. All you've heard this week is he's leaving and how bad the defense is. Screw that. Well, I mean, what a response. That's an outstanding response from everybody involved. And I'm going to keep saying that. I'm going to keep saying that. Because, I mean, defensively, they were embarrassing last week. And they came to play today. And Lane Kiffin could have handled this Florida thing terribly, right? This could have been a distracted coach and a distracted team. And I mean, whatever happened in the team meeting last night doesn't really matter if he said, hey guys, I'm staying, or was ambiguous, doesn't matter. Just the fact that he has chosen to handle this differently than he did in 2022, I think is significant for the football team. We're not going to talk about Florida today. It's just beyond this right here. Not going to talk about it. Doesn't matter right now. They're 7-1 in their favor to make the playoff. That's what we're going to talk about. Unless something changes news-wise, and nothing's going to change. Nothing negative is going to change, at least. So, having that, even addressing it at all, talking about it on game day, giving quotes to Molly McGrath, shows that he acknowledges that in 2022 he handled that poorly. And this time they're going to address it differently. That was a good thing. Front seven came to play. Let's finish this thing right, 11-1. Those refs missed so much holding on Harris and Prince Will. There was a really bad one on the second to last possession. I think it was Cam Franklin that got held terribly. And it was on that sideline completion. Was that the last possession? To the running back that got Oklahoma out to the 40. I think it was Cam Franklin in pursuit. And, I mean, he's running like this because his, you know, go back and watch that and tell me if I'm right. Defense showed up today. Chambliss didn't crack under the pressure. They finished. Hell of a win, especially given all the circumstances. Yeah, and not only did he not crack, that deep ball to Winnie was, I mean, it was just a dime. It was perfectly thrown football in a spot where he failed last week. Didn't fail today. Missed touchdown throws would have been the talking point if they had lost. Absolutely. And now you just don't need to see that again. Can we just shout out Prince Will? Dominated the game by himself today. He was a menace. And you know, an old high school coach, honestly, an old high school coach that I didn't particularly like, used to say a very smart thing all the time, though. You don't have to make a tackle to make a play. And Prince Will all day made a bunch of plays, even if he didn't make every tackle. Just with how disruptive he was, getting Mateer out of rhythm. And they did a lot of spy stuff with Suntarian Perkins, and so he was there to clean stuff up. Other guys were there to clean that up. He made a lot of plays today, and he had a lot of tackles as well. I mean, he had six tackles and a sack and a half and another half of TFL. So he made plays today too, or made tackles today too, but he made a bunch of plays by being physically disruptive. Ole Miss needs to finish better. They still struggle to put teams away. I would argue that they finished great today. The third quarter was the problem. I think that they had a very nice close of game. It was that they couldn't play early in the second half with the lead. But I think they closed quite well. Three guys were held on the Oklahoma run, but the refs had to make up for that roughing the passer. Yeah, I didn't love that call, but it certainly helped. Biggest win of the Kiffin era, all things considered. I agree with you. Hey, they're just rebuilding. This was supposed to be a rebuilding year. Now they have an opportunity to make it count. Yeah, William, I'm with you. I'm not going to talk about that right now. There's no reason to. There are more important things in front of this team right now. Lose by eight last week, win by eight against a better defense this week. Football is great. Yeah. Kiffin looked hype with Knox leaving the field. Yeah, he did. Yeah, if you want to try to convince me that he's mentally checked out, watch that reaction. I mean, watch his reactions all day. You again, disagree with decisions that were made today, but tell me that guy's mentally checked out of his football team right now. It's not what that looked like to me. Austin with the super chat. Thank you, my friend. Really, really, really appreciate you. Glad you're here. Hope you enjoyed today. As long as they don't do anything stupid, they got a chance. One game at a time now. That feels great after the week with all the coaching talk nonsense. Love you, Borky. Love you too, man. Love you too. You agreed with the fourth and go for it? I mean, look, in coaching, it is how it is. If they get it there, then he's a genius. But, yeah. Don't understand the constant running up the middle when it wasn't working in the fourth quarter. Oh, sorry, I'm way behind on comments here. Jeez, Jeff. Take it down a notch, man. Goodness gracious. Bringing in a cold quarterback will never make sense, but Chambliss missed some today as well. Room for improvement is there. Same with play calling. I actually thought they called a pretty darn good game other than this flipping the quarterbacks and getting a little conservative, but guys, that Oklahoma defense is elite. Look at their numbers. Ole Miss, you know, again, Trinidad a little inconsistent again, but man, it's really hard to criticize play calling when they score 35 in Athens and 34 in Norman. It's just hard for me to get to the criticizing like the play-to-play play calling. Defense scares you, though. Good thing they don't play another elite team. Hey, they stepped up today. The key thing about this game, and everyone needs to understand this, the better team won this game. I agree. Ole Miss was better than Oklahoma. They were only an underdog because, I mean, bettors were scared of what they did defensively last week, and it was on the road. But, yes, they were and are better than Oklahoma. Kiffin throwing his visor and hyping up the Ole Miss fans is all I need to know. Yeah, I saw the video. Now, I don't have audio yet because I've been talking to you guys. Lip readers, what did he say? Are you surprised he spoke to the team? I am, in a good way, though, like I said before. Sorry, again, I know I'm way behind, so I am going to skip some comments just to avoid being repetitive as best I can. Overcame a lot to win that game. A lot of points on the defense. Own time of possession. Defense made some great plays that put them in a position to win. Yeah. If Chambliss keeps working on his touch, he's going to be lethal. And yeah, I do think that little pop pass to Luke Haz, I think Haz got held. I don't think that was a throw that was as bad as you think, because that's all timing, right? I think Haz got pulled, and that slowed him down some. Maybe I'm wrong. I think that's what I saw. Go back and look and tell me I'm crazy, but I don't think that that was a bad throw. I think that the release from Haz was held up, which could have been holding if I saw it correctly. Touchdown pass to Bruckler was reminiscent of the Knox pass last week. Yeah. Didn't know whether double your blood pressure meds or a double bourbon. Buddy, get yourself a double bourbon. The SEC championship seems secondary to making the playoffs in your mind. Mine too. I don't care about the SEC championship. There's another one. Same here. I don't care about the SEC championship. I don't care. I don't care. And some people do, and I understand why. You get the, well, you've never been to Atlanta. So what? Who cares? That's an internet talking point. It's playoffs now. That's what I care about. That's what matters. Do you make the playoff or do you not? What good is going to Atlanta if you lose the game or if you don't perform in the playoffs? I that's secondary. It's nice, but whatever. Only thing you're worried about is the bye week before the Egg Bowl. Yeah, and I think that it'll be easier to get their attention for Mississippi State than it was Washington State. I think the thought process on Simmons is he's got a higher release and he's taller, so fewer batted balls in that situation. I still don't like it, though. That game is in Oxford. Ole Miss wins by 4 touchdowns. I kind of agree with you there. Okay, Wyatt did come back. I thought he did. I just didn't want to speak incorrectly. It's a hell of a play, though. What an athlete he is. What an athlete that he is. Brother said Florida. Nah, sorry. I'm going to skip the Florida comments, guys. It's just not worth our time today. Thought the same thing on the hold on Franklin. Good. Okay, I'm glad I'm not losing my mind because I thought that he was running again like this right here where he was going to make the play and just couldn't. It isn't caffeine, diet, or anything that's as bad for your heart as being an Ole Miss fan is for your heart. Yeah. One game at a time. Yeah, and they'll take it that way. I mean, they'll watch some film on South Carolina, and look, South Carolina is not particularly good. And frankly, I think you want Alabama to beat them today. I think you just want a absolutely demoralized South Carolina team coming into this game. They're 3-4 already, but they'll see a lot of talent on film, and they'll be able to grab their attention, I think. Maybe I'm wrong, but I think they'll be able to. 44 needs to play more as well. Yes, he does. And he did play a lot today, and I was glad to see that. Argument that you can't win at Ole Miss makes no sense. It makes no sense at all. This is a rebuilding year, remember. Felt like Rich Rod again with the Simmons stuff. I have a feeling you're not going to see that much anymore. Need State to lock in and complete the Red River shutdown. Yeah, for playoff purposes, you want Texas out of the way. They're already 5-2, so you would have the win over them if you went out. Now, they still got to go to Georgia. They got to play Vanderbilt. They got to play A&M, so that might take care of itself regardless. But it would be nice just to kind of get Texas out of the way at some point. Like their chances against anybody on a home/neutral field, you won't convince me that this team has any catastrophic issues. Run defense still concerns me, but they were much better today. He said, watch the Rebel Report on YouTube. Yeah, that's exactly. That is exactly what Lane Kiffin said. And again, you guys subscribe and all that and make sure that you listen to Sports Talk Mississippi every day. Let's see. I'm looking through some of the Kiffin quotes just to see if there's anything post-game that is noteworthy. I mean, it's all good stuff, right? Won the fourth quarter 9-0 today, lost 17-0 last week. Again, to the commenter earlier, they closed well today. It was the third quarter where they screwed up. They closed well today. Let's see. Feel like they didn't ever freak out when speaking on his team, surrendering the lead. Don't have maybe as many elite guys as last year. Going to need guys to make significant plays. He's right. This team does not have the elite talent ceiling that last year's does. But I really do love what they're doing offensively with Trinidad. They're using tight ends well, getting the ball in space, getting Trinidad out of the pocket, using his legs, stuff like that. I am a much bigger fan of what they're trying to do offensively with Trinidad than even what they did last year with who has been an awesome rookie quarterback in Jackson Dart. So definitely not going to complain if they make Atlanta, though. No, absolutely not. I mean, that would be a big deal too, but soon we will not have championship games. Playoffs will take over. I think you're right, actually. You think he said we own this state, the state of Oklahoma? Is that what he said? We own this state? Come on, Lane. You got to say something better than that. Unfortunately, Pat, Hugh Freeze is not going to get fired. They came back and won today. Anyone catch Lane? All that is left is home games. Even saying the Egg Bowl is a home game is funny. Now, look, if Mississippi State continues to lose and they don't find a way to win a game. Oh, wow. Texas just went right down the field. Goodness gracious. If they just find a way to lose the rest of their games going into the Egg Bowl, morning kickoff, Black Friday, there could be a significant amount of Ole Miss fans there, more so than have maybe ever been at an Egg Bowl. Several missed holding calls in the fourth quarter, saw that. In honor of today's win, Jackson's going to take down the Eagles again. That would be fun. Okay, so family member at the game, Kiffin told the crowd, "I'm here." Okay. I'll have to watch the video. Use all your YouTube hype points on this show. So good. Appreciate you, Daniel. I don't know what those are, but thank you. I have no idea what those are. YouTube is the... is not the primary. I love this. I love doing this podcast. I appreciate our sponsors. There's a great listenership. But obviously, Sports Talk Mississippi is the primary. So I don't quite know what those are, but thank you. So I think Freeze is gone. Oh, he's getting fired. It's just not today. So I think they might sit people if they go into the Egg Bowl with one loss. I do not. Because if you lose the game, you could lose home field. Or if you look around college football and you look at the SEC, there's a chance that there's a lot of 10-2 out there, like a lot of 10-2. You don't want to get into that, right? You play to win the game. Herm Edwards, that's what you do. South Carolina missed a field goal. Oh, gosh, Emily, they're a disaster. Oh, my poor sister watching today too. She loves football and she loves the University of South Carolina so much. So much. And I love her for it. She's having a hard time. She's having a really hard time. Who's not having a hard time, though, is Ole Miss, because what a win that was. Anything else from Kiffin? Doesn't think it'll be difficult to have his team prepared for upcoming games instead of allowing them to get caught up in a potential playoff appearance. Told his team after the game, just enjoy the moment. You're in an iconic stadium. You did something really special. So, again, very standard press conference, but I do like, if there's anything about him or that he says anyway that stands out, I would like to read it to you guys. Oh, gosh, State has gone 3-and-out in back-to-back possessions. That is tough. This video is interesting. Of him pumping up the crowd. Good stuff there. All right, anything else from you guys? Okay, here we go. How can it be an upset? Because Ole Miss was a 4.5-point underdog. That is how it is an upset. Ole Miss was the underdog in the game. So, also, somebody DM'd me and told me that I should clickbait more. I don't want to clickbait more. That's not really my thing. So, I'm taking a little bit of a liberty with the word upset because I agree with you. Ole Miss was ranked higher and probably the better team, but they were an underdog. So I did not lie. A win today should mean the vault is packed for all three home games left, including the Citadel. I don't know if you're going to get that for the Citadel, but yes, I mean, you're going to have a madhouse in Oxford on Saturday. Sark to the Titans. Yeah, first of all, Jimmy Sexton's agency denying that Sark is anything other than focused on Texas is a joke. Number two, I'm sure he's interested in the NFL, but if the NFL looks at what he's done at Texas offensively and thinks, yeah, that'll work at this level, they are insane. So maybe they give him an opportunity. I don't think that they will. All right. Anything else from Lane Kiffin? Apparently he told the team to go back out to thank the fans. Lane Kiffin, quote, on Oklahoma's defense, they give you more problems than anybody they've faced the past 6 years. So there you go. Really good stuff from Lane. All right, guys, I think the word you're looking for is delusional. Yeah, I mean, gosh, the whole Jimmy Sexton's agency releasing a statement talking about, oh, well, you know, we, Sark is only focused. Give me a break. Come on. Nobody should ever believe a statement that comes from that agency. So anyway. All right, guys, I got to go. Hell of a win for Ole Miss. It means a lot for a lot of reasons. We'll be back tomorrow at 9 to talk about the weekend, anything residual from this game. So we'll talk about it then. Really appreciate you guys being here, as you always are. Don't forget to subscribe, all that good stuff. And I'll see you tomorrow night at 9. See you then.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.